That was Embryonic Journey by Jefferson Airplane. In Grace Slick and Marty Balin, the Airplane had two of the most distinctive singers of their era, and yet sometimes it's just perfect without vocals. In this show, we're going to listen to songs without words. My name is Kevin Murnane, and this is an all-instrumental tuned into music. We'll start by listening to a kind of music where vocals are usually not at the center of attention. Most popular music is all about melody, and that melody is carried by the singer's voice. Dance music, on the other hand, is all about rhythm, meter, and tempo. And although a lot of dance music uses vocals, the voice usually plays a rhythmic rather than a melodic role in the song. We'll open a short set of instrumental dance music with a track from Vitalik. From the album OK Cowboy, here's La Rock 01. We'll be right back. We opened that set with La Rock 01 by Vitalik and finished with the track Let There Be Light from the recent released album Cross by Justice. Justice is a group at the forefront of some new and interesting developments in the world of dance music, and I hope to be able to hear more from Justice in a future podcast. Where dance music is focused on rhythm, some musicians are tuned into melody and harmony, but are equally comfortable working with either vocal or purely instrumental arrangements. We're going to listen to a musician like that who is at the center of a band from Sweden. Now, I don't speak Swedish, and I very rarely hear it spoken, so let me apologize beforehand because I'm probably going to mispronounce every name that I'm about to say. The name of the band, I think, is Dungen, spelled D-U-N-G-E-N, which doesn't mean dungeon. It translates into English as the Grove. Dungen's music melds psychedelic rock with prog rock and folk music. Their music is very varied and unique. They don't sound quite like any other band that I know. One of the most interesting things about Dungen is that they are primarily the work of one guy, whose first name is Gustav, and whose last name is spelled E-J-S-T-E-S, which I have no idea how to pronounce, so I'm going to call him Gustav. When he was a teenager, Gustav got into hip-hop and really got into sampling, and came to the conclusion that rather than sample all of these instruments, he should learn how to play them himself. Apparently, no one told him that this was impossible, so he moved to his mother's farm in the country with a lot of musical instruments and proceeded to learn how to play all of them. We're going to listen to a track from Dungen's album Tio Bitar, which means 10 pieces. The song we're going to listen to is called Sie Visar Wagen, and as far as I can tell, Gustav plays all of the instruments you're about to hear. Thank you. Another musician who was equally comfortable with both vocal and instrumental arrangements was the late, great Frank Zappa. Zappa's interest in instrumental music stretched from the beginning of his career to the very end. It began with the early freakouts from the Mothers of Invention albums and stretched to the jazz-like big band arrangements of the albums Wackajewacka and Grand Wazoo to the pieces composed for a full symphony orchestra that Zappa recorded on the albums London Symphony Orchestra Volumes 1 and Volumes 2, to the pieces that he composed for and executed on the synclavier on the Jazz from Hell album, to his collections of guitar solos contained on the Shut Up and Play Your Guitar records, and ending with the modern classical music captured during the Yellow Shark sessions near the end of his life. Much of Zappa's music is very difficult to play, and some of it is difficult to listen to until you get used to it. We're going to listen to a piece that is melodic, accessible, electric, and excellent. From the Hot Rats album, the opening track, Peaches in Regalia. Purely instrumental music is produced for a variety of reasons. Sometimes it's an atypical track like the Jefferson Airplane's Embryonic Journey. At other times it may be dance music that doesn't depend on melody and vocals for its primary effect. Still other times it may be musicians like Frank Zappa or Gustav von Dungen who are equally at home composing for both vocal and instrumental arrangements. And sometimes it's just a group of outstanding musicians who are playing their hearts out. From the Brothers and Sisters album, named after Dickie Betts' daughter and incidentally someone who is very dear to me, the Allman Brothers instrumental rock monster, Jessica. We're going to close the show with a track from a relatively obscure band. Their name is Afro Skull, and the name of their album is Monster for the Masses, which includes tracks with titles like Kill Whitey. All of this makes them sound like some kind of racist rap metal group, when in fact what they are is a soul review ensemble with a horn section and a fixation on Cheesy's 1970-era monster flicks. This is a band early in its career, and at this point in time, these guys aren't musicians of the caliber that you'll find in the Allman Brothers Band. But one of their tracks, entitled It, flat out kicks ass. Here it is, Afro Skull doing It. We've just listened to a wide range of music without words from Jefferson Airplane, Vitalik, Justice, Dungen, Frank Zappa, the Allman Brothers Band, and Afroskull. Sometimes it's good just to hear the band play. My name is Kevin Murnane, and this is Tuned Into Music. You take care of each other.